Steve Eaton is a freelance writer who lives in Logan. He writes a column that appears in the Deseret News every other Saturday.
I'm about to say some things that will alarm and upset many of our listeners. Those who will be most offended are couples who spend all their time right now gazing into each other's eyes. Have you seen any wedding announcements lately? Of course you have. We live in the land of many weddings. I think someone, somewhere, should have the individuality to create a totally different wedding announcement. I know they're folded differently now and are designed to be artsy, but they all look pretty much the same. Some people feel like they're pushing the envelope by posing for pictures in front of an old barn, a rusted car, or a dump. This is one way that it seems everyone is trying to be different at the same time in the same way. Why not have a wedding announcement that features two people standing apart with their backs to each other, arms crossed with grumpy looks, as if the photographer happened to catch them in the middle of a verbal fight? What would it hurt? It wouldn't hurt anything. Many people in reality marriage then would think it hilarious. The bride and groom might even get more gifts. Or what if you had a picture where the groom appeared to be unaware, scowling intently at his laptop while his bride leaned into the frame? What if the guy is the one positioning himself next to his fiancée, head-to-head, even though she's clearly asleep on her pillow, drooling? If you feel that would put one of you in a bad light and you're all being lovey-dovey, why not hire some models to stand in for you? The announcement would have all the correct information, but the photo would not be of you, but of a Brad Pitt type and an Angelina Jolie bombshell hanging on him. Wouldn't that blow your friends away? Warning, in this situation, both people have to be replaced, or this innovative approach could introduce serious tension into the marriage before it's a marriage. Look, honey, I hired Bubbles, a swimsuit model, to stand in for you for our wedding announcement pictures. It doesn't take much to differentiate you from the Walmart masses when it comes to wedding photos. It's too late for me to do an engagement announcement, but I still try to find ways to take the traditional photo to a new place. I've been planning my next celebrity encounter and have a wonderful idea I can't wait to try. Imagine that I'm in the airport with my wife and I spot Jay Leno. Excuse me, Mr. Leno, I'm a big fan and I'm just wondering if we could have our picture taken by you? Then I would hand him the camera as we quickly lined up in front of him several feet away. As he took the picture, I would say, "My friends would never believe we met you if we didn't get a picture. Thanks so much." I hope all these ideas lead to some new, creative, and unusual wedding announcements. I remember that when I got engaged, I did come up with some clever but primitive ideas. I threw my bride-to-be over my shoulder at one point to create sort of a caveman courtship approach. My fiancé decided that it would be best if we not use any photos with our announcement. She said our love was so special that we should keep it private. This is Steve Eaton.
Access Utah is a production of Utah Public Radio. You can listen to this episode or previous episodes of Access Utah anytime at upr.org, where you can find a link to subscribe to our podcast. This is Utah Public Radio, KUSR HD1 89.5 Logan, KUSK HD1 88.5 Vernal, KUSL HD1 89.3 Richfield, KUST HD1 88.7 Moab, and KUSU FM HD1 91.5 Logan.